What's going on, Versus Community? It's your boy Cell, along with my co-host.
Boy, Big Toasty Vern Lee.
Okay, so today we are finally getting into Mortal Kombat, if you're old enough to remember that commercial. So, out the gate, let's just get into these MCs. First thoughts about the MCs, Vern. Now,
Above
what's
average
the
set.
teams? Is Earth Realm and Nether Realm, right?
I believe so.
Gotcha.
No, either Earth. I don't know if it's Nether Realm or Outworld. I don't even know.
Gotcha. Okay.
I don't
Okay.
know.
I'm
I
looking
don't
for
even
the
know. Let me look
instruction
at it.
book. Yeah. You got the instruction book?
Nether Realm.
Gotcha. Okay. So that MK logo is Nether Realm. I mean the MK. Oh, the. Why is
Yeah,
it
that's
M?
Nether Realm.
Okay. And then the actual dragon is Earthrealm.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Okay. So we got five MCs apiece. Now, what
Yep.
MCs you think look like they worth something? Well, let's go with the good guys first, the
Yeah.
Earthrealm.
So I think every main on the Earthrealm team is at least playable except Scorpion.
Why you say Scorpion?
Scorpion is garbage. He's
Need to care
garbage.
to elaborate?
Sure, let's elaborate. So he has to level up by KOing an exhausted enemy character on his turn. And the problem with that is he's only got three defense, so your enemy can delay this level up by just not playing supporting characters
And
or
get
by
moved
making
on
sure
you.
those characters get stunned on their turn.
Right.
I'm not, he's not the worst, but he is not, compared to the rest of the mains in this box, he is
One of the worst.
clearly, he's the worst. The worst character in this box, main character in this box to me. I don't even think
Gotcha.
it's close.
Gotcha. Cause yeah, cause like I say, your opponent is manipulating your level up, so that's kind of terrible.
I mean, there are things you can do because it's photo. Like you can get counters on his dude early in photo, you know. But if you don't pull those characters and get those counters on him immediately, he is.
Yeah, you dead in
Yeah,
the
it's not gonna work. Yeah.
So. What's your favorite character, or the character you think is worth their salt for the good guys? Earthrealm.
Okay, so I think all four of these guys actually, in Earth, the other four mains for Earthrealm are good. Liu Kang is the best.
Yeah.
Period.
He is yeah. Yeah, Liu Kang is got a high body count in this when we were doing some testing.
Yeah, it's he doesn't even have to level to win. Now, granted, he because he just he's just he forces you to be in melee combat with him, and he's big right off the bat. So it's hard to deal with.
Yeah, because he's 6'6".
yeah. Now there are some mains that can get around it because they can get bigger than him right away. But other than that, you know, if you're just a normal, static main, and he's forcing you to have to either come at him, not like there might be something like control mains that can like delay him. That they might work against him, but you can build the deck to kind of get around that, which I think most people are aware already how to do that. So he's the whole problem.
So for me, yeah, I gotta go with Scorpion as far as the worst main for what you just stated, and Liu Kang obviously for one of the best. Now, I do like Sonya because her level up for the most part, especially if somebody's 6 health, is going to be pretty easy. She's got really high defense. She can shoot from the back row, and she can put those counters You can amplify that blue and put them on anybody. So you got a situation where it's like you can't hide from her. She's going to put those negatives on you. You're going to have something that's going to keep you from being able to get negatives. Most characters are going to be, it's going to take, one of these. Most MCs are going to take one of these energy rings amplified, and they're going to be severely reduced in power. If she levels up before them, she may be wind up putting wounds on them before they even get to level up. Sub-Zero is a stall tactic, so I want to test him as far as getting him leveled up and freezing everybody and getting the ramp and getting, big characters out there. Because he's basically like, just reminds me of just your ability to, it's a more expensive Iceman, really. Instead of me paying one resource point, I'm paying, one location. And if I amplify, I get a 2-for-1 deal, which Iceman doesn't give me. So Sub-Zero combo with Frost, I want to see how that's going to play out. But yeah, Liu Kang is ridiculous. Yeah. So Liu Kang is such a threat. You might want to lean into playing the character with flight just so you don't have to deal with that Thunder God power. And there's so many ways in this format to get to people in the back row, which we'll be talking about later. So it's going to be real hard just saying, hey, I'm just gonna hide. Nah, I don't think that's going to work in your favor. Just stand in the back row, especially with when Liu Kang has range and dodge and martial artist. Then he gets super huge when he turns into Fire God, Liu Kang, and he has flight and range and air superiority. So it's like, bruh. So if you don't have flight, you're vulnerable to Thunder God. But if you do have flight, you can't stun him because he has air superiority. It's like he's constantly putting you in a trick bag. So it's definitely a difficult main to deal with. Now for the bad guys, what you thinking on
No,
the bad guys team?
I got some things to say about some of these other
Oh,
guys
go
too.
ahead. Go ahead.
I think Sub-Zero is probably, I think Sub-Zero is probably right under Liu Kang. I think that we just have to figure out the build for it. I think Sonya is actually really underrated. People love 6 health MCs, so I think her level up it should be really easy.
I agree. Yeah.
Now, the only problem is if you happen to be playing against a main that's not really attacking early and they have 5 health, it's not going to be as easy. But then that's when her blue power kicks in, where you might not mind so much.
Right. So it's like, okay, I get it. I'm not gonna level up, but let me use my blue ability with these energy rings and bring you down to size. So I'm just gonna start wounding you early.
And writing. Or Raiden is really, I think Raiden is really good.
I haven't played him yet.
So I've played him more than anybody else on the team. And unless he's going against Liu Kang, pretty much wins every time.
Gotcha.
The ability to just search your curve out is extremely powerful in this game, which is probably why we don't have that, or we haven't had
Yeah, true.
it. It is like he always has somebody with him. So he's just good. Like his search ability has been so good, I've rarely even had to use his electric clown level 2 because I'm just usually just so far ahead. It's just a simple but effective way of having a main. So yeah, that's what I think. Everything else is pretty good, but Scorpion is need to burn himself to ashes.
Gotcha. So what about the NetherRealm?
Although
Let's
I don't
start
even
with
know
the
much
worst.
about it. We need to go through it.
Okay, so
We
I
need
tell
to
you
go
this
through
much.
these.
These jokers is a lot more complicated than the good guys, I tell you that much. Because Kano looks like he wants a weenie deck, Shao Kahn looks like he wants to stall because of he has a, his level two amplifiers where he can hit two people with like passive or strike folks or whatever. And I don't know if he's trying to manipulate the field or whatever, because he's got six health, but he also has five defense. I'm like, how's the ruler of stuff got five defense?
Yeah, that's
Kronika,
funny.
similar to Raiden.
Cause I see him, I see it
Search.
differently, actually.
Oh, okay, go ahead. What'd you
I don't
say?
think he's trying to stall. I think he's trying to end the game as quickly as possible.
Because he's giving characters passive and they can't attack or strike.
And he's got an ability where he can just outright strike. I don't I think that I think that his defense being that bad, hey, you with there's no fight here. You can't just He's 8-5, so you swinging. You just trying to finish the game off.
Yeah,
Now,
because if you
will it
put some
work?
counters on them, you put some counters on them, suit up, something like that, then yeah, I could see him being a bigger threat. I don't think he's the worst main. I think that is going to go to Cetrion, because I do not like her.
Well, let's talk about her because I don't even know what she does.
All right, so she got the flight range 3-3, 6 health, right? But okay, so check this out. So she says nature demands equilibrium, main phase green. There's an equal number of good and evil supporting characters on all sides. Put 1/1 counter plus one counters on Cetrion equal to the total number of those characters. Okay, so I understand the low stats are supposed to be balanced out by this green ability. But if you don't have it equal, you can't use this ability. Because it starts off with if, so there's a condition. So it's not like, oh, let me do as much of the card as possible. No, the condition is if there's an equal number. Well, if there is not an equal number, then the rest of this doesn't matter. So now, how do you balance out the good and evil part? Because if I go and I'm trying to play a good character and a good character, or a good character, then an evil character, and one of them gets stunned, then I'm like, okay, now I'm lopsided again. You know what I'm saying? But with her being an evil character, do I start off playing a good character just so I could get two counters? But then it
But
says,
it's based on supporting characters, though, so.
right, that's what I'm saying. It's based on supporting characters. Oh, see what I mean? It's based on support characters.
That's
So
even
that is
worse.
right. This now is worse. Oh, jeez, I thought she was at least gonna. Now she now she worse than I thought she was. Okay, that's that. Okay, yeah, she's worse. She's worse. I'm gonna
All
stop
right,
talking about
so
it.
it's multiple things here that have my mind working.
Is Cetrion?
Yeah, so how would you even do this?
You don't.
First of all, her stats are terrible. It's
You're
good that
going to die.
it's good that her level up is has nothing to do with her power.
True.
She's gonna get XP just from stuff getting recruited.
Right.
So she will level up. Probably.
Turn three or four. But you're gonna have to play a weenie deck.
Probably four.
Yeah.
So, okay. So what you can do.
Because you definitely ain't curving out.
Yeah,
Don't no 8 XP.
you gotta run some type of weenie deck.
Right.
And you have to balance it out. And you have to depend on yourself to make sure they're even characters. The problem is just there's she doesn't really have a way to control what she draws other than playing other stuff that can search her. Ugh.
Exactly. Yeah, I guess you could play I Need Your Help. You could play Heimdall, some junk like that. But then Heimdall throws off the, throws it off. And if you're playing.
And you're forcing yourself to play good kid. What if that throws off the balance?
That's my point. That's what I was just about to say. So I got to put Heimdall in play to throw off the balance to go search for a character to balance it back out. But that's also dependent on what my opponent has on the field. You know what I'm saying? So Heimdall may even it up, but then I could play, bring a supporting character out, and then it balances it unbalances it. So now fortunately, it does say when a supporting character appears. So that means you can use, the support character that came in, with the tokens that just came in the set. You can use Heimdall. As long as a character appears, you can use Bifrost. Cool. So that's decent in that situation. But I don't care about that because her stats only went up, what, 66%? She went from 3-3 to 5-5. And how many hits did she take between 1, 2, and 3 before do she have 3 wounds by the time she, 4 wounds by the time she level up?
Honestly, I honestly think it's possible that she doesn't. Because I do think it's possible that you can actually get a bunch of counters at one go. I just know that it's not consistent, and I know that's why you don't like her. She's
Oh,
not
for sure.
easy, not going to be consistent. But I do see, I still think she's better than Scorpion.
She may be better than Scorpion, but I think she's the worst main on the team.
On this team,
Yep.
it's possible. It's some she's somebody I like to have fun with and see what I can do.
No, I
But
tried it.
yeah,
I don't want to have fun with her no more. She kick rocks.
she's
Her
not a
and
for
her
fun
mama.
girl.
Huh?
She's not a for fun. She
No, her and her
wifey,
mama, they could both kick
wifey
rocks.
material.
No.
No material.
But like I said, I give a little bit of something, maybe, to new Sabbat. Like I said, Shao Kahn and Kano. I know Kano's gonna be on the weenie tip, but that's fine because you have Carly Morgenthau. You know what I'm saying? So Carly Morgenthau making your characters bigger. Kano has range. He can be in the back row, Knife Expert is extremely dangerous because it's for the turn. You know what I'm saying? So then, when you got cards like Choose Your Destiny, it says when your main character attacks this turn, put a 1/1 counter on it. When it stuns a defender in solo combat, you can ready it. Okay, so now between Knife Fight, possibly putting counters on a character, and then playing Choose Your Own Destiny, Kano can now stun weak characters that didn't get a lot of counters. And he readies and he can get big because he can probably stun 3, 4 people, at least 2, 3 people, So you'll swing your people into them and put negatives on them. If they don't get stunned, the opponent doesn't get stunned, then Kano can go and finish them off. And he's in the back row. And he's already got a counter in order to help him do that. So if he stuns him, he readies, gets another counter, whenever he attacks. So, like I said, it's I can see that working in his favor. You got to figure out how you're gonna do it because they off team the plot twist and the character, but I definitely can see that working for him.
Yeah, I like Kano.
And like I said, yeah, I see what you're saying with Shao Kahn, him being able to be passive. His strike ability, I think he's gonna have to work with Killian.
Yeah.
Because it's a supporting character, his, I mean, being able to strike supporting characters without taking any wounds is a big deal, So, he doesn't necessarily have to attack. You just need the yellows to make sure that you can do that. Like I said, I want to see what Noob Sabat can do, but
I think Noob Saibot might be. He may look difficult, but he might be the best NetherRealm main.
you mulligan for his power up. And I think that being able to get his play Rocket, get his power ups out to KO pile,
No,
because he only
they're never gonna give you
it's two different
that.
ones.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that. They're one of
Right.
a kind.
And hold on, before I say something, because I
Yeah,
already
check that.
yeah, so let's see. Let's see what Rocket got to say in photo.
I
Choose
need
an
your help
enemy
with help him
player,
too.
huh?
I need your help with help him too.
Yep. Choose an enemy player and 2 cards with different names. Okay, gotcha, because they all say Noob Sabat. Yeah,
Okay.
I feel that's fine. Rocket still help you out. because whatever's in the KO pile is going to be good for you anyway. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you're not going to give me my power up? Fine. Give me the other thing that I want. You know? So, like I said, I think Rocket will still be in his favor. It'll be interesting to see how people build these characters that only have one superpower. Because Sonya, a lot of these characters with blue, now that I think about it, only got the one superpower. That's interesting. Because Noob Saibot uses blue, and he's got one superpower, and then to finish him, Shao Kahn uses yellow, and he's got, that one superpower, and he uses finish him. Now, let's see. Sub-Zero has blue, and Sonya has blue. So that's weird that all these characters have blue and only one superpower. And granted, it's a really strong superpower because all of them also say, I see a theme going here. When you amplify, you do the move double. All those characters with finishing move also have the way to double their move, their one superpower. So that's interesting. But any additional thoughts on the mains for the NetherRealm?
You played Kronika. How was she?
Okay, so here's my issue. She only has flight. She the same stats as a kid, but she only got flight. You know what I'm saying? So at least Cetrion got flight and range, so she could sit in the back and not take shots. And then Kronika is also in the same boat as Scorpion. So it's like, okay, if she's in the back row, she does nothing. And her, you can't use her to protect anybody because she's 3-3. Granted, she's got 7 health, so it's going to take a minute to beat her. But if you got somebody that's ramping and playing Liu Kang, well, she has flight, so she's protected against getting Liu Kanged or getting Thunder God. But I'm like, her stats are so terrible. Sonya's just going energy ring her to death. You know what I'm
Let
saying?
me ask you a
Granted, a kid.
question.
Yeah.
Can you just put her in a bag and just suicide your own characters to get a level up quick?
It says when an enemy supporting character gets stunned.
Oh,
So
they
that
didn't
means
know.
that they don't, you for the first few turns, like if I'm playing Liu Kang, I might not even play no supporting characters. Or I might just be in the front. You know what I'm saying? And Liu Kang with some counters is a problem. Let alone Liu Kang with some flight. Get him a suit up or something. You know? Because he already got range, which is bogus. I'm granted, I get dude has fireballs, but I'm like, you got range and dodge? Come on, man. Like, that's a lot. That's just a lot. So, but like I said, the
Range, dodge, and martial arts.
right. Like a man is just coming just whole clip, just ready to go. Man, but like I said, Kronika, and your searchability isn't that great because you have a mixed bag of characters as far as flight goes. So it's like, okay, once I don't have to necessarily attack this character in order to, I don't have to attack the front row character. Let me just fly over. Scorpion yanks people to the front. Sonya gives people stealth or sniper. So it's like you got terrible stats and you can't be hidden. Whew. You in a rough spot, lady. You in a rough spot. Now her Cetrion, the support character, does give her counters when she attacks, but because she has to attack from the front row, she's only going to be 7-7 on her first attack. So it's like, I don't want to do that. By the time that even happens, 7-7 is going to be too small. So mess whack. It's whack. That's all I got to say about
Okay.
that. Any additional thoughts before we move on to support characters? Okay. So moving on to the support characters, just talk about it, just a few of them here. Well, since this, you know what? You want to do plot twist before we do support characters, since so many support characters.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay, so let's talk about the plot twist. Okay, so finish him, obviously. If you got a MC that's got a keyword that's with this, you got a full, fully loaded finish him in the deck, all four. Now, what I thought was interesting about these plot twists, all of them are trying to stun and wound. It's all about board control. And granted, Choose Your Destiny is the only one that's giving an actual literal stat boost, because technically Crushing Blow is not technically giving you a stat boost. But the rest of these is just like, it's just about board control. And that's very, very interesting that they don't have anything that really is standing out saying, oh, you get plus two attack, you get this for defense, and blah blah blah. Yeah, thoughts on thoughts on the plot twist.
Yeah, in this short amount of time that we've had to play these cards, it's clear they were just like, okay, this is going to be about board control. It's about going to be about getting rid of characters in abnormal ways. These plot twists are potent but situational, which that's par for the course for Photo. But when you get these plot, when you get the right plot twist with at the right time in this set, oh, it's tough. Characters that you think are going to be on the field are just gone. You cannot count on having a board at all.
Nope, at all. At all. Like, oh, you got a wound? Oh, let me hit you with this fight. Oh, you got a wound? Let me hit you with this finish him, you know? Oh, you exhausted? Are you ready? It's like,
Right,
oh,
exactly. It don't matter.
it
It's
don't
like they got
matter.
this for each situation.
So, like, that's the funny part, because it's like, what do I do? Nothing. You don't do nothing. You just get hit. That's it.
There's nothing you can do.
Right. Like, oh, you ready? Let me use this, you know? You exhausted? Oh, okay, I got something for you. Yeah, that's like, good grief. So, like I said, that's the part that was so funny about it, because in your mind, after years of playing, I mean, because we OGs, we talk about we going back to original versus when your character is ready and in the back row, even now, you're not expecting too much to happen to them. So for somebody to pull out a plot twist that could possibly get rid of them because they're ready or exhausted or wounded, it's like, bruh, nobody is safe. Nope, nobody
Never.
is safe. You know, so it really keeps you on your toes. And one thing I will say about this, the 10 MCs, some of these MCs not gonna even play plot twists, because that's not, they don't have to operate that way. You know what I'm saying? They're not gonna play as many, let's put it that way. So, then other MCs, because they may be missing superpowers, they don't have a secondary color, they may play a ton of plot twists, and you like, man, and they'll just start working your whole board over. Like, this is ridiculous. You know, so like I said, is I'm looking forward to doing a little bit more testing, seeing what's going on with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So now getting to the meat and potatoes of this with these supporting characters. Any supporting characters stand out to you?
Oh, plenty. Otokon, Raiden, Liu Kang, Sub-Zero, Scorpion. Plenty of them.
Yeah, between Sonya and Sub-Zero, between Sonya and Scorpion, you in trouble. You in a lot of trouble. And what's even more messed up, Sub-Zero and Scorpion is not only on the same team, because I thought they was rivals, but both of them have master martial artists and two health. So it's like, okay, put the abilities aside. If you have a six drop, if you have one of them, and then you miss your seven drop and you have the other one, you still attack it for 20. You know what I'm saying?
I'll go so far as to say this. As an initial 200 card box, these are probably the strongest supporting characters ever.
Oh, for sure. Either
Because,
stats or their abilities.
yes.
Because, I mean, even Kung Lao. Like, bro, you got stealth, mobile, and martial artists? Like, come on, man. And you a three drop? Psh, bruh.
And they made sure that okay, abilities that we tried before that don't really work like we want them to, we're going to make them stronger. Like Jax, for example. Bionic arm is just okay. Let's do double bionic arm and make it ridiculous.
Let's go ahead and say bionic arms, because he has two bionic arms instead of Bucky's one. So instead of two, he 4-4. Like, okay, that's hilarious.
Let's
But
give a two drop. Let's give a two drop a plus four boost, and two health.
right, I'm like, y'all a trip. This is crazy. Like I said, then you got Frost. Devour is add people to your field, you know. So like, Cyrak is a built-in. He's basically a walking net launcher. What's the deal with that?
Let's give Photo a net launcher that
Right, an attacking net launcher, dude.
can
Already flight and range, you know. And then some of the stuff that's like slipping under the radar. You play Kano, the mantle character, on four or three, and Bifrost him out and bring in the OG Kano, and they attack together, and you get two cards. That's easier to do than you think it is.
It
Even just playing Kano on four, because chances are you got multi-health people on three, or on four rather. So you play him on three, and he might stick around, especially depending on the MC. They may not just be able to get to him at 5-5 on three. You know, 5-5 on three is pretty decent stats. Kung Lao was 5-5 when he's martial artist. So, and
Kano.
that's huge.
Mantle Kano is just a good supporting character.
Yeah, it's a great
Just the
supporting
fact
character
that he has range and he can team attack with
with anybody.
literally anybody
Yeah.
makes him relevant.
And like I said, that the OG Kano with complete lack of morals, he's 12-6 for a five drop in range. So somebody catching it. Somebody gonna catch it when these characters be in play, because this is like, man, this is ridiculous. And one thing I did like too, I don't know how much play he's going to get, but I do like Shao Kahn with the Soul Steal and Ferocious. Because somebody playing a weenie deck and you hit him with the Soul Steal, and then you hit him with the Choose Your Destiny, depending on how you want to match that up. He stuns somebody, he get three counters and another counter just because he stunned him, or just because he attacked and they got stunned. So you talk about plus four counters and do Reddian, and he got Ferocious. So that combo is rough. That's a rough combo, because I've and it, here's the thing that's killer about it. My Shao Kahn had a wound, and I had a bunch of counters on that dude when I was playing. What was it, Dawson or something? I think I had what, nine counters on him. What did he play on me? Finish him, and dude was gone. Finish him says KO wounded enemy supporting character. Dude was gone. That was it. It was like, I sat here and spent all this stuff to get this dude big. He did. And that's outside of combat. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, some of this stuff is just ridiculous. It's just,
Let me talk about how stupid Kotal Kahn is.
yes, let's talk about that. This dude has put himself in a position to basically never die. If you can consistently get the greens and I bifrosted him out until I got the green. He just stays on the field and does damage. And he can combo with finish him. I'm gonna wound your character and then I'm gonna finish him. Dawson did that mess to me. He flipped the green for Kotokan, gave my Scarlet a wound because I had them reds sitting there, and then finished her. And she was gone. Boom. Because I, of course, was gonna swing into his main, and I was gonna be what, 20-20 or some nonsense? Whatever it is with the red, because he had some wounds on him. I'm like, boom, you gone. That's it. That's it.
Were not safe.
Nope. Nobody's safe.
I got one more person I want to talk about
Who's that?
who, at first glance, you were like, it's not a big deal. But the collector can really be a problem sometimes.
His annoying factor is sky high.
Oh my goodness.
He's super
Oh my
annoying.
goodness. Oh, the only thing that kind of saves him from being too big of a problem is that a lot of the lower drops in this set have multiple health or can team attack with multiple types of people. That kind of can help you get around it. And then there's just so many different ways you can just get a stun without actually. But man, I think
Your mic went down. What'd you say?
I said, I think this set actually, it actually makes you have to change what you would normally do.
Nobody, like I said, nobody is safe. I wasn't expecting the set because I am not a Mortal Kombat fan.
Neither am I.
And when, like I said, we're old. So we were there when Mortal Kombat came out.
Hey.
I'm old. Fine, I'm old. And
I'm
I
young
saw
belly tickler, man.
it. So I was there. I was there on C-SPAN watching Mortal Kombat in the Senate, and that's why we have the ESRB now.
Right.
And that's why we have game ratings, because of Mortal Kombat. You know what I'm saying? So it's like some of these games, yeah, they need to be monitored, but to sit back and have somebody single-handedly have a whole division get created to tell folks, hey, this is T, this is M, this is, whatever. And granted, and to be fair, mess was crazy on the PC. You didn't know what you was getting on the PC back in the day. Sometimes you still don't. You know what I'm saying? But for consoles, fine, I get it, So, but like I said, sitting there watching video games go under this type of scrutiny for folks that don't play a doggone thing makes you mad, It's like you don't even play these games. You got something to say about something that don't affect you. So that was super
I'm not
irritating.
even bound to get into the politics.
I'm just saying, watching it just from the perspective of being a kid, and then saying, and it's just basically any, just as a child dealing with any authority figure, that's how you view it. It's like, y'all don't get it. I'm like, so I never got into Mortal Kombat just for that. I was never, into that type of violence in video games anyway. So but as far as this right here, I think they represented well.
They did.
Yeah.
Curious characters omitted from the game. No Shang Tsung, no Johnny Cage, and yet we somehow got Mansell Kano. But other than that, I think they represented the franchise pretty well.
So anybody that's actual huge fans of Mortal Kombat and has followed the history, because it's a long history. Because what's Mortal Kombat? 30 years old? 35 years old?
I don't think it's that old.
Yeah, dude. It's old.
35?
Okay, let me Google it.
Yeah, we gotta look this up. It ain't that old, bro.
Mortal Kombat came out in the 90s at minimum.
Yeah, it came out in the 90s.
Okay. Dude, Mortal Kombat came out in 92. It's over 30 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that boy came out when I was 11. I don't even remember it coming out that early.
I do. I
Man.
definitely remember
Dang. You old, bro.
that. Like, man, 'cause I'm like, this is up there. It ain't it's because it was up there when Street Fighter was out. Street Fighter, I think, is older by maybe a year or so. But like I said, it's definitely up there.
I think it throws me off because Street Fighter has so many versions. I don't even
It do.
remember
Couldn't even keep up with it.
when, right, when in the timeline it came out.
Right. And then you had stuff that, oh, Street Fighter Alpha got nothing to do with the regular Street Fighter, So I'm like, what? And then you had, EX Alpha or whatever it was, and then you never
So
saw them people again.
Alpha was before Street Fighter One.
Huh?
Alpha is like early timeline Street Fighter for the most part.
Oh, you don't mean when the game came out. You mean
No.
story-wise.
All the Street Fighter's releases are like the timeline is not in order, which is weird.
Yeah, I feel you. So, but like I
And the
said,
storyline itself is also weird, but that's a whole nother thing.
yep. But like I said, I give them props for them. This is stuff that Photo actually needs to be competitive. And not competitive, but because Photo was already competitive, but this completely changes. Like, oh, you got a wound? Finish him. Just some of this stuff is just like crush and blow, double the attack. So it's just
It's stuff that wasn't in photo before.
right. Right,
It's
and then
really stuff that wasn't really in the game before, honestly. At
that
least
striking outside of
not to this
combat
extent.
is crazy. That's just crazy. Yeah, so
And what another thing I like is they specifically made cars. No, let me not say cars. They specifically made problem cars to counter other problem cards. Because ego is no longer is no longer necessarily the play.
Because I don't even care about ego at this point.
I
You
ain't
know what
going
I'm
that
saying?
far.
No. What I'm saying is, like, remember back in the day when this game first came out, and we had Thanos, and he was 12
Yep.
12 for an 8 drop, and then we got Foom, and Foom was 14 14, and everybody had Foom. We're at a point now for Photo. We have so many great 7 and 8 drops. You're not sweating if you don't have ego. You're not sweating it. And one of the reasons why you had ego is because you either needed access to the MC or you needed to take counters off of somebody or equipment. Well, now you got your boy with the net launcher. He can do that too. You got Sonya. She can do that too. You know what I'm saying? You got Scorpion. He can do that for you too. So it's like just in this set. And keep in mind that when you attack with some of these characters and you put a wound on Ego, then you can kill this dude. So then he's not like he's around for 2 turns. which is what we usually expect from Photo, because Photo doesn't have a lot of lethal, a lot of ways to get rid of stuff. So
Yeah, because
now,
now you don't have to play Hela now for it. You can use these cards for it that can
right.
actually fight.
Yep. So like I said, they really added, I think it's an interesting way that Super Awesome Games did it, because they added more heat as far as fire to make Photo more dangerous without making Photo lopsided. You know what I'm saying? Because what you would think, okay, with all these different abilities, then this is gonna be okay. If I don't play it a certain way, I'm gonna die. Now they got you 10 MCs. They got you some kooky stuff in here for MCs. They got some straightforward stuff. You know, they got board removal out the wazoo, access to the MC if you need it. It's just a lot. But it still doesn't feel like this is unbalanced. Like, oh, now Photo is stronger than Illustrated. No. And it don't feel like Illustrated not gonna be able to keep up. This is the stuff that Photo needed to make it even stronger against Illustrated. Yeah, I'm for it. I'll be interested to see, you know, what other stuff they come out with for Photo that's gonna make Photo even better.
We still got some photo coming out soon, so
Yep. Looking forward to it. Any last thoughts on the Mortal Kombat set?
think they did a good job, and I don't really have anything else to say about it. We have barely scratched the surface, but
Agreed.
looking forward to seeing what else they have. And we kind of concentrate on duality, so I think that's kind of throwing us off a little bit,
Yeah.
but yeah, these cars are dangerous.
Yeah. For sure. So we'll go ahead and wrap this up. It's your boy Cell, along with my co-host.
Burr.
All right, and we'll see you in the Discord and on the Collective later.